For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And thou shalt take of the blood thereof, and put it on the 4 horns of it, and on the 4 corners of the settle, and upon the border round about. Thus shalt thou cleanse and purge it. 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. And some of them of understanding shall fall, to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness, whose fan is in his hand. And he will throughly purge his floor, and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will throughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner. But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?